Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
It's not a class for, like you say, blue chip talent, peak talent. Like I talked about the edge rushers. It's not a class for 10 plus, 12 plus sack guys. Wide receiver class. This is not a class for like 100 catches, over 1,000 yards every season, like 5 guys go in the first round. But you start looking at some of these names, some of these big guys who can play in the slot, and some of these small guys who can stretch the field. And you're like, man, if you can't find useful players out of this, you ain't looking.
Sounds like Ben Solak, right?
Yes.
Bam.
Good call.
You know, we should have a game next week where we just play random draft person clips and guess who they are. I think I do pretty well.
I'm up for that. You're going to do better. I feel like you're taking in more of that outside of the show than I am. So I might have trouble keeping up. But I like, we used to do that with Sabres. You know, right? Like we knew who everybody was, and then afterward, like a few years went by, and we didn't know who anyone was anymore. We used to try to guess.
You mean the players on the team?
The players on the team.
Oh, my gosh.
Right.
We play the same open every night for years. I don't know who anybody is. I think one of them's Lukanen, but
well, no, Lukanen
nobody's
is the one,
ever said.
Lukanen is the one who has been saying, I noticed it when he started not playing, so when he stopped playing regularly and Reimer took over. Yeah, Lukanen says, I just want to play as much as I can.
Yeah, that's him. I just have never known anything about it. Joining us now on the Wester Hotline and on our live stream, YouTube and Twitch, is our morning man, Jeremy White, the engineer, founder, if you will, of the wide receiver train hive. And Jeremy,
hive,
how is that going? Like, there's still a little bit of, there's a pulse wide receiver in this draft. But again, I just mentioned to Sal, and Sal just dismissed the idea of the Bills doing it in the first 2 days. 15-1 odds for the first position the Bills take here. How live for you is wide receiver in this draft?
Definitely somewhere. Early, probably not. That might be because I guess I should not convince myself the Bills are going to do it early ever again. They did do it last year with their first pick, but again, they kind of just, that was when they had to. And I kind of think that every single year along the way, they've needed to, and they finally agreed to do so when it was so glaring that if they hadn't, everybody would have really freaked out. So it's kind of another year where, do they have to? No, but should they probably get ahead of it ever? Yes. I think the answer to that is yes for me. So, you know, first round, second round, fourth round. I'm sure the fifth round guy will be the fastest guy, and we'll see highlights and talk ourselves into the next Marquez Stevenson. And
ooh,
on we go.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm enjoying sort of sticking up for it this year. I mean, recognizing I've never been, nor am I vying to be the conductor of the wide receiver train. But I definitely feel like I'm the person roaming the aisles checking tickets this year on the wide receiver train. I feel like I want to keep pointing out, I just did it again with Sal, that they did have two guys go out and only one guy come in, right? Hollins and Cooper, and in comes Josh Palmer. And they did, despite all the everybody eats mantras from last year, you know, a month and a half into the season, they pivoted to go get what looked like a number one receiver. and they still don't have that guy. Now, I don't think they're going to draft, you know, no matter, you know, they're not drafting Tet McMillan, and I, you know, so they're not going to get a guy that is that, but they're still, to me, they need another guy, and it's still speed to me, which has been for 5 years. That is the thing that I think they really need most in that group. Not singularly, but they are lacking anyone that can really stress a defense down the field.
Yeah, and maybe they want speed because that's easier to find than a guy that just separates all the time, because a separator would be great too. And I don't know if Josh Palmer's going to be that. You know, Shakir is not really tasked with that job, to separate on the outside. That's what Diggs did for 4 years, and that's what Coleman will probably not ever do, someone that can just beat coverage when pressed with man coverage. And, you know, I guess the most compelling case I could make for getting ahead of it again, or, you know, swinging for somebody that might grow into something better than you think, that's what we're doing with every single position, defensive tackle, defensive end, mm-hmm. is that, you know, when you look at the last drive of the season, you want to tell me the offense was great and chart up all these numbers? That's great. I don't dispute that. What happened on the last drive of the season where they say, I would take Josh Allen down 3 points every time? Right. They threw a bunch of screen passes.
Right. Never passed the line of scrimmage.
No, they couldn't. It couldn't get anything past the line of scrimmage.
Until the desperation play at the end.
Right. Desperation to the tight end. You know, like, maybe, guys, something other than screen passes to Shakir and Kincaid and Cooper. Were there three screens on the final drive? I mean, those might as well be run plays, and if you have the ball with a chance to win down three, I'm guessing the opposing defense is really happy if you're throwing it 0 yards. So I think they do that as a function of their limitations. I think their offense is great. Josh Allen lifts them so high because he is so good. So, I mean, I'm not going to freak out if it's not in the first round, but I'd certainly defend it, and there are definitely ideas that are worthy of it.
You have a favorite guy? I like Burden.
I like Burden. There are a couple guys later on that I like. I mean, Elijah Badger is one that Chris Trapasso has been mm-hmm. on a bit. Kyle Williams is another that I like a bit from Washington State. The problem that we run into with the Bills here is it's almost like they're so defined in their roles and their positions now. Coleman's supposed to maybe be a power slot, but he's going to play on the outside. Okay, so Josh Palmer's going to play on the outside. Okay. Shakir's in the slot. Okay. Kincaid's in the slot. There's no room in the middle of the field. So a slot-heavy guy that could project elsewhere, all of a sudden that's red flags. I was reading about Luther Burden, and Matt Harmon made a connection like Malik Nabers. Nabers was slot-heavy in college, and that's what Burden is as well. Can he move to the outside? I don't know. I think there's a lot of wishful thinking there. When the Bills drafted Shakir, they said he could play on the outside, which, of course, and that's not really going to happen. He's never going to do that. That's how long they've needed help on the outside, is they claimed Shakir could do it when he got drafted.
Right.
So, you know, somebody on the outside, some speed. I don't know what that answer is. There were ideas to trade, and we'll see. We'll see. I mean, I like some of the defensive ideas quite a bit as well. What I don't like is trading down. What I don't like is as many kicks at the can as possible. I don't like anything passive from them, because what they should be doing is pushing every way they can forward with this. And I was listening to One Bills Live today. Chris Trapasso, again, mentioning Chris, friend of the show. You guys have him on quite a bit. He mentioned, or a caller mentioned, the Rams. And the Rams are famous for, what, trading a bunch of picks?
Right.
Not picking in the first round and winning the Super Bowl. And he said, no one's ever really done it like that. And it occurred to me, so you're telling me there was a team that didn't pick in the first round for 6 years and they won the Super Bowl, and no one else has thought maybe that's actually a good idea to do it that way. The Rams did it that way. They were fine. They were bad for 1 year when their quarterback was hurt, and they're competitive all the time. So big moves are what I like. Aiming for blue chippers is what I like. I don't want to celebrate rotational pieces, special teamers, role players. I want studs.
Easily the most successful use of a first-round pick since Allen was when they traded it for Diggs here in, 2020? Jeremy White with us. Would you rule out a Bills trade down because of last year, or no?
No. No, I think they're in a really nice spot to trade down if one of the quarterbacks is sitting there, and you've got Cleveland or the Giants that didn't nab theirs, and somebody wants to come up into the first round, and you can move back a little bit. If you move from 30 to 40 and add a third rounder next year, you know, to me that's justified. I don't want to add any more picks this year. And pick sliding is another thing that they've done quite a bit of. That's what they did in the Worthy trade. They didn't really acquire more picks. They just moved a couple pieces around. So it ends up being a wash that way. So they've got enough picks. They don't have that many jobs. And a trade down, if you want to go ahead and get something for next year, like when they traded Diggs, it was a second rounder in the future. You know, that makes sense to me to try and add a little more each and every year. Stockpiling for the future, I think, is always a good idea.
So is there an idea you like the least at 30? Rotational piece is something you referred to in derogatory phrasing there. So, like, if they get a defensive tackle that's going to play 40% of the snaps or something in a rotation with
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Quan Jones, or even if it's 50% of the snaps, is that not good use of assets?
No, there's not really much I don't like at 30. I think when people suggest tight end and running back, they're kidding. So, like, those would, of course, I think be nuts. But I think, you know, the need for a defensive tackle, the main reason to do it is because it's a position they've almost never invested in. It's Ed Oliver and Dwayne Carter. And that's it in the draft. I mean, Dwayne Carter was their first defensive tackle interior lineman pick since Ed Oliver. So it kind of tells me, do they not value it? Is it that many years that it never fell that way? Because that's a big gap to never do anything at the position. Yeah. So to go there in the first round would be a very big kind of diversion from what they've done in the past. So, you know.
But has it cost them?
No.
Right?
And that's the thing. Like, I don't want, if you're talking defensive tackle, I don't want to hear how good he is against the run. Tyler Dunn had a great piece today about the Manning Colts and how they ultimately broke through and won the Super Bowl. And in there, he talked about Polian loading up the offense so much so for Manning that in the season they won the Super Bowl, or maybe at the end of the year before, they got run on for 300 yards, and he just didn't care. And I'd like to live in that spot too, but, you know, it's hard to convince a coach not to care about that. Baltimore came in with the most murderous run offense of all time, and the Bills did not get gashed by that, but they got gashed in the passing game against Baltimore. So if your defensive lineman you're going to take is going to be your penetrating guy that's in the passing game, then I'm all about it. But run stuffing, I mean, I'm not going to concern myself with it.
The Bills have basically acted accordingly, you know, to the Polian point, by their actions, you know, and you're talking about draft capital. They won't say they don't care. Maybe after he's retired, Sean McDermott will say he didn't care. Yeah. But the way that they've stressed, emphasized pass defense, and they've been way more successful at that. We've all heard fans grouse about their failure to stop the run better forever. And I don't know, they win 70% of their games, so it doesn't seem like it's killing them. Running backs, you had something else in mind.
I was going to say, safety would strike me as odd. It's a position that, it's another one. They don't draft high, and last year they finally did in Cole Bishop. And, you know, Bishop and Coleman, to me, are in the same boat, and I wonder if the Bills view them in the same boat, which is they were drafted, and I don't know that they can be trusted right now. Bishop played a lot less. Coleman showed a lot more. But at the end of the day, they're a little bit nervous about Coleman, even if Bean says he's not concerned. He kind of expressed that he was,
yep,
by the way the season ended.
The way they've sounded about Coleman has increased my feeling about them needing another wide receiver.
Yeah.
Like if they just said all the usual stuff, they weren't as pointed in their criticisms of Coleman, and Kincaid for that matter too, but Coleman specifically at receiver is the point here. I don't know that I'd be as, you know, eager to make the point I'm making about two guys out, one guy in, I need more, but they brought doubt into my mind about Coleman, because if they're publicly saying they're worried about him, privately, where might they be? I mean, I don't want to make too many assumptions, but normally teams only tell you, like, you know, 10% of how they really feel, and they told you a lot about Coleman.
And one of the reasons I think we're still sitting here saying they need a speed receiver, every time you hear that conversation, why do they need it? Because they need the defense to have to think about something. And listen, Coleman can be a heck of a player. He's shown some pretty good ability. We'll see where it goes. One thing he did not do was get respect of defenses. He faced single coverage all the time. And eventually, if he beats that enough, he'll get more attention. But I don't think right now he strikes me as the kind of player the defensive coordinator is going to worry about. And that's why we're still sitting here talking about them needing a speed guy, someone for a defensive coordinator to worry about. Like, okay, he's on the field. Maybe that guy pulls coverage and opens things up for Shakir and Kincaid and Coleman. But, I mean, Coleman has to not only produce, but if you really want him to pop as a number one receiver and really hit whatever ceiling you might think might be there, he's got to change the way teams defend him. And so far, guys can win like this. So far, it's just single coverage, throw a guy out there. We think we'll take our chances.
Yeah. I want to circle back to what you said about safety, that would surprise you. Because that my first favorite idea is still an idea I like a lot. And it does sort of pertain to your comments overall about rotational players and, like, how excited do I want to get if they do that at 30. A guy like Nick Emmanuel, you know, if a scenario presents itself where he's a guy that falls to 26, 27, I know I don't need a safety. But what I need, I think I could really use some freaks, just a freakazoid on defense. And there's an opportunity to get one. I'm probably not going to get my hands on a tackle that fits that profile or an edge guy at 30 that fits that profile. But a safety, maybe I can. And that could be a guy that I might, you know, if I can find my way to deploying him correctly and his athleticism translates to him being someone I can have on the field all the time, that's a piece that I just don't think exists on this team. There's only a few of them in the league that really fit that profile. That's a piece that I would be really intrigued by.
It would to me represent, again, kind of like drafting a defensive tackle high, a big change for them.
Right.
Evan Wari has a RAS score of 10, right? Physical freak. Cole Bishop's is 9.88, if I remember correctly. So they already drafted a physically really gifted safety. But I will say, you know, if I said rotational piece in any sort of, like, knock it way, what they really have to do is they have to find ways to be better on the edges. And I don't mean like the defense, just the edges of what they do.
Mm-hmm.
As I'm pointing about how the final drive, you can't be like that on your final drive, even if your offense is amazing. And if you draft this safety and tell me they're going to cook up the best third down package the league's ever seen, well, let's go. Doesn't mean he only plays on third downs. But Michael Hoyt, to me, is an interesting idea here. They signed a guy that can do a bunch of things. And if they draft a guy like Emmanuel, and all of a sudden they're in the lab, as they say, to kind of really put some stuff together, well, then that justifies it for sure if it comes to be and it's a successful formula. So It's the farthest you'll ever get me to go by being happy they could draft a couple of defensive players because I think they need some stars on that side of the ball. But, you know, we'll see you next year right here looking for receivers in the first, I'm sure.
Back-to-back draft parties for you next week. No journey at either, but still cool.
No, but at the resurgence party, I think I can just announce this. There may or may not be an official golf polo of the wide receiver train that will be available at that party.
To buy or to win?
Yes, to purchase multiple versions of. Yeah, that's correct.
Bulldog, will you accept that?
I mean, I got to get my hands on some golf gear, Jer. I mean,
Have I gone too far? I mean,
no.
You need a shirt.
I will wear the you know what out of that shirt.
Yeah.
No journey.
That's the plan. No journey. Yeah. So
Jer, that's pretty great. I need somebody on this for the Browns to have a draft party at the ballpark with Journey doing a full concert before the draft.
This sounds like an excellent opportunity to play the match game, if I may. I mean, I'm just you know.
Mm.
Who's at the Bills draft party? Gene, I went with.
Is it somebody worse? Is it better? I don't even know how to do it. It's way later.
Pat Benatar.
Hopefully you get a pick this year for this thing. Like you said, it's fun anyway.
That's right. The Bills owe Resurgence a pick. We made it all the way last year, and they traded with the Chiefs, and then they traded out again. So anything short of trading with the Chiefs, I think will be all right.
Yep. Anything but that is a
win.
Well,
you started to say it. Resurgence on Thursday with you and yep. Joe, and then are you both at Wayland on Friday yes. or just you? Okay.
Yeah, so Resurgence is a ticketed event. You can buy tickets at their website. It's $45. All you can drink beer, well drinks. There's pizza. All you can. So you know, someone asked me today what happens if the Bills trade up to number 9. Well, we celebrate, and then you hang out until you feel like, you know, $45 of beers worth it. Right. So that's Thursday. We'll be there at Resurgence on Thursday and then out at Wayland on Friday. That's not a ticketed event. That's just, you know, come out on a Friday night.
Hang out.
And we'll have a theme menu for that. So excited to do two parties and, you know, get some draft picks.
Jeremy, thanks.
Thank you, guys.
Jeremy White. Nate Geary coming up at 5, Sneaky Joe at 6, our pre-draft special.
What are we going to do at 5:30? Talk to each other?
I don't know.
What a concept.
Sontag and his sandwich takes again, maybe. Yeah. It's presented by your Upstate Honda dealers for great deals. Visit your local Upstate Honda dealer today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.